This is a test of the emergency burrito distribution system. If you are not in the San Francisco Bay Area, put down your burrito. It is of inferior quality. Give up all hope. Move or get on a plane. Welcome to Burrito Justice Radio, broadcasting live from the heart of the Mission. Burrito Central, burrito, how are you? And we have a wonderful, magical guest, a burrito connoisseur, as it were, none other than at Rusty Staples. Welcome, Rusty.
Hello.
Get that microphone a little closer to you there.
Okay. Eagle beak.
There you go. Eagle beak. She's won the microphone. So we'll get to that reference in a second. But thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, excellent. And I have to say, impressive burrito selection for the show. Good salsa choice. So you passed all of the tests with flying colors. It's like, yeah, let's go to Chipotle. Hey, that's cool. No Chipotle.
No,
on the show. No. Or before the show. Or after the show.
No.
Or ever.
Ever.
Though I have to say, so you are from a Midwestern state.
Yes.
Not one of the square ones. The one that has sort of interesting edges, Nebraska.
Yes. Has a panhandle.
Has a panhandle. Small panhandle, but a panhandle nonetheless.
Yes.
And so, I have to say, if you were in Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
how many days do you have to go and start jonesing? When do you start jonesing for a burrito when you're not in the greater burrito sphere?
Oh, well, the thing is I don't go home very often. So,
you can't
that
go
helps.
Home again.
That helps. And there's other food to distract me.
That's true. So. What were we talking about? There's something that you mentioned the other day when I was going off on some sort of burrito-ness, and then you brought up some
runzas.
Tell us about runzas. What is this?
Runzas
what is this
are,
mysterious Nebraskan
do,
food stuff?
Do you know what a pierogi is?
Yeah. Oh, so it's your classic sort of dough, stuff in dough delivery mechanism.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, but it's basically
they're heavy.
They're heavy.
Lead-like.
it's beef and cabbage and onions and. Lots of pepper. And,
so you put these in the bottom of your house for ballast to protect from storms.
But it's a chain. It's sort of a fast food chain. Regional.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, I did not know this.
So, yeah.
Very nice. So what are your favorite flavors there?
There's the regular one, and then they have ones with cheese and ones with...
That's the vegan one?
Ones with, like, Italian.
Is there a gluten-free marinara. Option?
No. No, we don't do... food allergies in Nebraska. We just eat food.
You eat food. Food is consumed and you'll like it the way you get it.
Yeah.
Very nice. Cool. Well, that's good to know that there are food options for you. I go about maybe four or five days and then I start really jonesing for a burrito.
Yeah.
But the real question is, you know, like at what point would you break down and go to a Chipotle?
Oh, I think I'd come home first.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd have to be pushing a month, and I'd have to be really, really desperate.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it'd have to be at least a couple of weeks.
I mean, well, that's the thing. Unless you find... Now, has your experience shown... Are there any taquerias as we would know them? Were there... Obviously, probably not when you were growing up, but now, I just with, you know, immigration patterns and trends...
Well, sure. I mean, there's a decent Mexican population in Nebraska because
farm working, so
there are taquerias there, Mexican restaurants, but you know the thing is you can always just make a burrito.
No,
I have a friend
that's
who,
not safe to do at home. The PSI, I don't want you to get harmed, lose an eye.
So I have a friend who,
black beans everywhere, it'll be horrible.
Who
a burrito explosion, as it were.
Who moved to England?
Oh, no.
A couple of years ago.
Doomed.
And when she's home, she picks up burrito supplies.
Oh. Artisanal.
Hey, you know, I don't think even Chipotle's in London.
Well, no, they have that weird one. There's like Burrito Express, Panda Burrito or something like that. Somebody was tweeting about it. I get.
I remember that. Yeah.
The one in Piccadilly, Paddington Burrito or something like that. Comes in a blue coat.
Yeah.
Bear-rito. No, there's some
That's
Paddington.
Terrible.
It is terrible. Well, I mean, my puns are terrible, but if anything, the burrito was probably worse. So suboptimal quality burrito. And that's the thing. Do you go and try to get the